everyone. This is Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit, and we have completed the Greek mythology. Now, let's get into Roman mythology. Before that, let's discuss some facts about Rome. Rome is the capital city of Italy. Rome is also known for historic sites such as the Colosseum, Trevi Fountain, and the Vatican City. Rome was first called the Eternal City and also as the capital of the world. Rome was founded by Romulus and Remus. Roman mythology is about Romulus and Remus finding the city of Rome. Roman myths is almost similar to Greek myths. The Greek gods are known by their Roman names in Rome. It is just almost like their counterparts. Zeus is known as Jupiter, Poseidon as Neptune, Cronos as Saturn, Aphrodite as Venus, Ares as Mars, Hermes as Mercury, Hephaestus as Vulcan, Athena as Minerva, etc. But there were some differences between the gods. Roman mythology derived from the book Aeneid. Most of the Roman gods are borrowed from the Greek gods. Roman gods were named after objects rather than personality. The Romans did not have a physical appearance for gods. They were represented only in the imagination of the people. In the book Aeneid by Virgil, it is said that Aeneas, a Trojan hero who survived an invasion by the Greeks, founded Rome. Greek mythology is widely known. Greek and Roman gods are almost the same because Roman gods are borrowed from the Greek mythology. Though afterlife does not mean so much in the Greek mythology, Romans gave very much importance to the thought of afterlife. It is said that people are rewarded and remembered for their good deeds on earth. Let's discuss more about this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a good day. Bye-bye.